السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. So Hazrat Asad رضي الله عنه now returns with the Sahaba, including him, 12 of them رضي الله عنهم, to Medina Munawwara, and they have this concern how to spread Allah's deen amongst their community. Now they write to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they realize they need the help of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were trying their best. They were also new to deen, so they sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as reported in Tabrani's Kabir. O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ibath ilayna rajulan min qibalik, send a man from your side to give the people da'wat through the Quran. Fayad'u an-nas bi kitabillah, then people would accept. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a sahabi, Mus'ab ibn Umair akha bani Abd al-Dar, the Sahabi from the Abduddar clan, one of the elite Meccan tribes. The great Sahabi, Hazrat Mus'ab radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, what effort this Sahabi made, ya Allah. Imagine, his mother was against him, but despite all odds, he still went for Allah. Prior to this, he migrated to Abyssinia. Sometime later, he returned. Now, he is designated to go to Medina Munawwara to teach Allah's deen and to give da'wat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the fikr of Hazrat As'ad and his satis radiyallahu anhum. So that's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent sahaba to help them teach and preach Allah's deen. Allah's beloved sent Hazrat Mus'ab as well as Amr bin Zaida, who is also known as Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiyallahu anhu, who was a sahabi who was visually impaired. And both these sahaba helped the Medinan Sahaba to spread Allah's deen. Subhanallah. Where did Hazrat Mus'ab stay? Among the Banu Ghan clan. By who? Who was his host and his rehbar? Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu. And they kept on giving da'wat to Allah individually, and Islam started spreading rapidly. وَيَفْشُوَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَيَكْثُرَ أَهْلُهُ. And despite they still continued individually calling people to Allah, going to different areas, inviting people. So like we learn, the center of Islam in Makkah Mukarramah, the first center for Allah's deen, was Darul Arqam. And the first center for Allah's deen in Medina Munawwara was the home of As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. So the Darul Arqam of Medina Munawwara was the home, Baytu As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu. Imagine, Allah chose their homes to be centers of Allah's deen. What about you and I? What about our homes also to become centers of Allah's deen coming alive? The Sunnah Mubarakah coming alive. Ikram taking place. Akhlaq taking place. Ta'aleem taking place. An environment of Iman. An environment of Dawat, of Ta'aleem, of Dhikr Ibadat, of Khidmat. Imagine this happening in our homes. How conducive and suitable it would be for deen to be preserved and be spread in the whole wide world from our own progeny. And this would save our children from promiscuity, from drugs, from alcohol, from lewd behavior, loose behavior, bad character. This environment in the home, subhanallah, would preserve and protect our homes. It would connect our homes to the masajid that are all connected to Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. One interesting report, as Hazrat As'ad and Hazrat Mus'ab would go to the different areas, covering different areas, reaching out to the different communities and tribes in Medina Munawwara. They one day get to this beautiful garden in Medina Munawwara. As Hazrat Mus'ab was teaching, conducting ta'aleem, reciting Quran, teaching what he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was in a garden from the Banu Abdil Ashhal clan. And news now reached the leader of that area, namely Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He was enraged. Who are these people coming into my area, calling people to a different way of life? What do they think they are doing? So Sa'd says to the one second in charge of that community, Usayd bin Hudayr, go to them and reprimand them and chase them away, because the stranger is coming into our area, teaching people foolishness, taking people away from our way of life, our creed.
My connection is there. Otherwise, I would have went there and sorted it out. You go and reprimand them and chase them away from our area. So Usaid radiallahu anh takes his spear. He darts towards that direction. And as As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu sees him approach from a distance, he whispers to Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, by Allah, the man approaching, O Hazrat Mus'ab, Wallahi Sayyidu Qawmihi, is the leader of his tribe. By Allah, he has come to you. Talk to him sincerely. Invite him to Allah sincerely. Fasduq Allah fi. And also he says, Wa ahsin at-ta'ti lahu. Subhanallah, Hazrat Mus'ab, who's the senior here, and Hazrat As'ad is giving him advice, reminding him. This is how beautiful is Allah's deen. We remind each other. The senior generally reminds the junior. But subhanallah, the senior here takes also advice and reminders from the junior. This is the beauty of Allah's deen. Hazrat Mus'ab takes the advice of Hazrat As'ad. He doesn't say, don't you know how senior I am? You're reminding me of ikhlas. Subhanallah. No. He takes the advice. Talk to him for Allah, that Allah would make your words permeate his heart. When it is for Allah, it would effect. And he also says, utilize a lovely strategy and approach with wisdom, because many are behind him. Many would come through him. We learn Sahaba saw potential in every person. Every person we see, every Muslim we see, is a potential to bring many, many to Islam. He's a potential to become hafiz of deen, to become a da'iyah of deen, to become a servant of Allah's deen. He's well off, one to uplift Allah's deen, one to serve Allah's deen, one to support the institutes of deen, one to serve the community, one to be accepted, to strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's work. And every non-Muslim we see potential. This person can change. This person can become a means of the guidance of his own community, his family, his relative, his spouse, his children. How many others would be changed through deen coming in him? Every person we see the potential in that person. This is what we learn from the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. As Hazrat Usaid arrives, he reprimands the gathering, especially Hazrat As'ad and Mus'ab radiallahu anhumah. How dare you all come to our area, confusing the youth, tricking the people into your brand of faith and this new teachings that we are not accustomed to. Get away from us. فَعَتَّزِلَانَا. Get out. If you'll have any need to live, then you'll have started moving already. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mus'ab and Hazrat As'ad politely said, respected sir, Ya Sayyida Qawmi, would you sit and hear us first? If you agree to what we are saying, if you're pleased with it, accept it. If not, then we would stop and continue in another area. Usaid says what you are saying is fair. He erected his shaft in the ground and sat. Hazrat Mus'ab presented the teachings of Islam, reciting Quran, explaining the deen. And as the halaqa of ta'lim was being conducted, the expressions of Hazrat Usaid was changing. The nur of iman was permeating his heart. His expressions were clear even before he uttered his next word. And then the words emanated involuntarily from his mouth. Ma ahsana hadha wa ajmalahu. How beautiful, how amazing, how touching, how extraordinary are these teachings. And there and then he embraced Islam. And then he continued in the halaqa. But then concern for others was permeating his heart. This is what we learn from the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. Walawla humu ma kana fil ardi muslimu. Walaika ashabun nabiyyi wa hizbihi. Walawla humu ma kana fil ardi muslimu. Walawla humu kanat tamidu bi ahliha. Walakin rawasiha wa utaduha humu. Walawla humu kanat zalaman bi ahliha. Walakin masabihuha wa nujumuha humu. Allahu Akbar. As soon as he uttered the kalima and he sat in the halaqa, his worry is, how can I keep this to myself? And this beats me. Oh, respected Ummah, you and I, Allah has blessed us with deen. So many of us are born in Muslim homes. We pray, we perform salah, we make the dhikr of Allah, we learn, we study. But this concern of Sahaba, that how can this message reach others? It has not affected us. We don't even bother. We pass many, many people daily. We're not even bothered. Then how can I introduce my Allah to these people? How can I explain the beauty of Islam to these people? How can I introduce my Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to these people? Look at how the forces of Batil are working throughout the world. Ask your own Malawian brothers how the Christians come to them, how they trick them, how they explain to them about Jesus Christ. Allahu Akbar. How they, na'udhu billah, use all their incorrect strategies, that if the Muslims don't have Christian names, they wouldn't be given treatment in their hospitals or given delayed treatment. And also they use different dastardly tricks. If they make a sweet with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name and they prepare that sweet to be bitter, that the person spits it out, the child spits it out, then they say, see, this is the equation of you know who, na'udhu billah. Then they prepare a lovely sweet, palatable, enjoyable, tasty, and they put the name of Jesus there. Look at their different strategies of falsehood, in spreading falsehood. In some of these countries, they add on school hours, not wanting our children to go to maktab. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And you and I, can't we use some beautiful strategies of truth, politeness, kindness? Explain. That's all it takes. Care, concern, that we meet so many people. Introduce Allah to them. Introduce Deen to them. Introduce our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's amazing life to them. In our simple way, introduce the miracles of the Quran to them. This is our duty. Every one of us can do it. Allah give us tawfiq.